Episode 503? Yeah, we could do that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And that was Hypnagogue podcast number 503. You got a couple extra minutes in there. I'll tell you why in a little bit. My name is John Shanahan, by the way. I am your host. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to download and listen. We wove our way between the holding tanks and the library this time through. A lot of things that just kind of came up on shuffle. It seems to be the easiest way to do this show. That's not all that I do. Sometimes things come up in shuffle and I go, oh, not that. But sometimes it's like, oh, that. But you know that. I've said this a number of times. Anyway, we started off with Cells Interlinked. I really dig this album. Pings those old school synthesizer music centers, pleasure centers in my brain. The album is called Cold Spring Notes. That track was I'm SQ Flow. No, I don't know what that means either. There's another I'm SQ song on the album as well, so it means something to Cells Interlinked. After that, we went to kind of Wumpy Thumpy Land with Camilla Pisani. This was another one of those situations where not this song in particular, but a track from Camilla's album, which I will mispronounce now, Constellationen? It's with a K. Maybe it's German. Who knows? It would come on when I started the car, when I first put on my music in the car, because alphabetically that track was first. And it was also Wumpy Thumpy, and I really liked it. And I listened to more of the album, and I picked out a track to play for you called Concentric Silences. After that, Jens Gad presents, you know Jens Gad, one part of the Enigma crew from back in the 80s. Or was that the 90s? The 90s. This track was off of the follow-up, well, I guess long overdue follow-up, to Jens' album L'Espace Sonique. This is L'Espace Sonique, the second chapter. And that track was The Gates of Valgrind. After that, David Wright off of Stranger Days with Beyond Glass Mountains. I think that was a shuffle entry, and so was the next track, which was Tom Eaton's Venus. Beautiful track off of the Indisterin album. And then I took a cue from those 1970s FM DJs who, you know, when it was time to go smoke a joint or have an extensive bowel movement, you would put on a really long track and just leave the studio for a while. So I gave you, I needed to do neither of those things, but I did want to give you all 20 minutes or so of Steve Roach's Heart Breath off of the album Tomorrow. Just got like a little lazy, just for a little bit. After that, it was Loneward, keeping that quiet feel going with Unclouded Mind from Mosaic, Singles Collection Volume 5. I have been remiss in not getting the rest of this series. After that, here's an interesting album. It's called Tofu, Original Soundtrack. But it's not like it's a soundtrack for a movie or something. It's just a soundtrack for an appreciation for tofu. I am not lying to you at this point. This is a collaboration, a compilation album that was put together kind of as part of the development of a book about the history of tofu. I am still not lying to you. And there's a whole bunch of artists that contributed tracks to this. This track, I like the track itself, but how could I not play for you a track called Jiggly Crunchy Squishy? I am not lying to you at this point in time. And that was from Stella Chin Ting Yang. After that, Secret Pyramid with the closing track from their Movements of Night album called Escape Fade Out. George Wallace was the lucky recipient of another shuffle. His track Tears of Recognition came on off of Etherica Blue, and I was like, yep, that's going in. And I thought, and originally, that is where the episode ended, right after George Wallace's track. But, so this is slightly weird. I was putting this together while I was working on my day job, but also my wife was in the next room watching a sensational criminal trial that's going on in Massachusetts right now. And so I had my noise-canceling headphones on so I could listen to the music and not have to listen to that. And so I got up at one point and I went downstairs to do something still with the headphones on. and I realized how much I was enjoying this album that came on. So it was after the George Wallace piece had come and gone, and I had put it into the show, and then I was just still continuing to just kind of shuffle. And I headed back upstairs to the little room that serves as Hypnagogue headquarters, and I put in, from In Vitro, Ipsum Esse Subsistens off of the Modulandi album, and that is how episode 503 extended past its normal 90-minute runtime to make sure that you had the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. Do hope you enjoyed the ride. I will be back soon with number 504, and until that time, you lovely people, I bid you all peace and power.